我们打开我们今天要读的圣经。
Let's turn our Bible to the place we're going to read today.
在罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
我们念第十八节到三十二节。
Let's read verses 18 through 32.
罗马书第一章十八节到三十二节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 18 through 32.
在新约两百零九面。好，我们恭敬的心来念神的话。
Let's read the scripture with our reverent heart.
罗马书第一章十八节到三十二节。好，我们一起来。原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不谦不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，是反成了愚拙，将不朽坏的神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。所以神任凭他们存着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远，阿们。因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的诚意，他们的女人把顺性用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，以死贪恋，难于难行可耻的事，就是在自己的身上受这妄为当得的报应。他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、伪造、毒恨，又是忏悔的、背约说人的、怨恨神的、无慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。好了，我们再次低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads to pray again.
天父，我们感谢你，愿你在这时候你安静我们的心，让我们只是把我们的耳朵把我们的心眼都打开，就朝着你，愿你自己的圣灵亲自对我们的心说话。 Father, we thank you at the moment that you quiet in our heart. Let us lay down all the burden, all the worries before thee. Give us a open our heart and open our ear so that you be able to speak to us. Give us a sensitivity, sensitive mindTo the Holy Spirit. May the truth, may the Spirit of truth speak to us, enlighten us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们开始讲罗马书，上次我们是讲第一节到第十七节第一章。I started preaching on the book of Romans last week, and we started verse 1 through 17.
所以你们有圣经，你们打开，我们今天会从十八节讲到三十二节。
Today we will cover verses 18 through 32.
那上次保罗就是定义到罗马去。
And last time we mentioned that Paul was intended to go to Rome.
在第一节到十七节，保罗告诉罗马的弟兄姐妹们，告诉他的身份、他的地位、他的使命是什么。
And in verse 1 through 17, Paul told the people in Rome what is his position, what is his mission.
而且保罗，我们看到他一个心智，看到他传福音的热心火热，他说我欠你们福音的债。
And we can see that what's Paul's design, and he told them he was obligated to them.
而且保罗能够向这个全世界当时最
大的一个城市，罗马帝国的第一大城，他向那里传福音，他知道，深深的知道福音是神的大能。
And that time, Paul was trying to preach to people in the largest city in the world at that time, that's the city of Rome. He told them he's going to preach the gospel to them.
那么整个罗马书里面的一个关键的这一句话，就是在第一章第十七节，义人并因信得生。
And the key verse of the whole book of Romans is in verse 17, is that the righteous will live by faith.
那么今天从十八节开始，我们看到圣灵把我们带到这位公义的、全能的、公平的神的宝座的面前。
And today, starting from verse 18, we can see that the gospel brings us to the righteous God.
他是这位法官，这个最公义的法官，今天把人带到这个法院的面前，也要接受神的审判。
He is the righteous judge, and we all stand before him.
在这段经文里面，神宣告了人的罪状。
And here in this passage, that God declares people's sin.
特别他今天提到外邦人的罪。
And especially the transgressions of the Gentiles.
所谓外邦人，就是除了以色列以外的人都叫外邦人。
And the Gentiles are the people which are non-Jews.
神要证明我们世人都犯了罪。
And God wants to prove that every one of us sinned.
人人都是罪人。
Everyone are sinners.
人人都需要主耶稣基督的救恩。
And we all need His salvation.
在这一段里面，神掀开了人丑陋的一面。
And in this passage, he revealed what our evil side of all of us.
那我们看到人类的历史不是一个进化的历史，而是一个退化的一个历史。
We can see that the history of human is not a history of progression, but it's a history of retreat.
人不是从不好，然后越来越好，越来越变好。
It's not people continue to become better, but as you continue to become worse.
相反的，人反而因为罪的缘故，从本来是好的，但是越来越堕落，越来越堕落，就是越来越坏。
In the country, actually, people start with us as a good nature, but they become bad.
所以下面我们就来谈一下人类退化的四个阶段。
And now let's see that the four stages of human regression.
或者是人类的四大罪状。
All the four major sins of human being.
第一个就是从十八节到二十节所说的，是抵挡真理的。
And the first is in verse 18 to 21, that is, we disobey or we reject the truth.
这个阻挡的意思，英文叫做 hold.
And the meaning of resist means in English means hold.
就是 hold back 的意思，就是把它压制的意思。
And is hold back or suppress.
明知道有神，但是却故意去压制他。
We already know there's God, but we suppress this.
压制神所启示的真理。
We suppress this truth revealed by God.
从十八节到二十节，就是这三节的这里当中呢，在神学里面所讲的，就是神对人的普遍的启示。
And these three verses actually according to teachings that is the general revelation from God.
还活在世上的人，天天神都将这样的启示来启示他们。
And everyone living in this world, God revealed to them every day.
普遍的启示分为两方面。
The general revelation can be divided into parts.
那么一方面就是内在的启示，就是十八节、十九节这里所说的。
And first is internal revelation or inner revelation.
他说神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经向他们显明。
And actually, what God has already revealed to them, in their heart.
这内在的启示早就在人的心里。
And the revelation is already in man's heart.
在神造人的时候，把这个 computer 像一个 chip 一样就放在。人的心中。
When God first made the man already put this revelation in their heart just like a computer chip.
那么这个内在的启示到底是什么东西呢？
What is this inner revelation?
就是人良心的一个直觉。
It's the person's conscience.
就是分别善恶的一个能力。
It's ability to distinguish between good and evil.
这就是神形象，人有神的形象的一部分。
And that's why we have a part of the people has God's image.
是其他动物没有的。
That's the other animal does not have this particular part.
那么我们知道对什么错，那有什么关系呢？
What is important to know right from wrong?
或者说，我们要对我们所做的、所言、所行要负责任。
Actually, we need to be responsible for what we say and what we do.
我们对先生、对太太、对孩子，在公司里面上班，或者对我们的老板、老师，我们要负责任。
You are responsible to everyone you know.
那么最后，我们向谁负责任？
And what is the ultimate person that you are responsible for?
我们要对神负责任。
We are responsible to God.
如果有些人杀人、放火、做很多事情，那么从来没有被抓过，那么这些人是不是死了就一了百了了呢？
If you commit murder and arson, and then you die, and then that's all over?
圣经告诉我们不是的。
Bible teach us that's not the case.
虽然人不知鬼不觉，但是神就全部都知道。
Even though no one knows, but God knows everything.
人都可以用录像带把我们的活动啊、这个结婚啊、运动啊，什么东西都给录下来了。
We can use camcorder to record everything, every event happened to us in our daily life.
何况这位无所不知、无所不在的神，他已经把我们每一个人的一生，从生下来，甚至一直一生，所有的我们所做的事情，包括我们所每一个秒钟所想的事情，全部。
Let alone this Almighty God, He actually records everything what we see, what we think, and what we do in our whole life.
因为圣经告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死。死后却有审判。
And the Bible says that, we all destined to die, and after death there will be judgment.
所以，凡在世界上活着的人，将来都要站到主耶稣面前接受审判。
All the living beings will be face the judgment of our Lord Jesus.
他是按照我们所行的或善或恶来报应我们。
He will reward us according to what we do.
将来我们在他的面前，我们所有的事情，特别基督徒，我们要向他交账。
In the future, we'll give account.
告诉我们在世上我们怎么样过日子，我们的动机、我们的思想、行为，所讲的每一句话都要对神负责。
Tell him what we did in this world, what our motivations, what our deeds.
这就是内在的启示，也是内在的证明。我们良心告诉我们有神，我们要对他负责。
And this is inner revelation. Our conscience told us, tells us that, there's God.
第二个就是我们外在的启示。
Then that's the outside revolution, outward revelation.
二十节这里所说的，自从造天地以来，神的有能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
And just like what it says in verse 20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible quality, His eternal power and divine nature has been clearly seen, being understood from what.Has been made.
从这个自然界里面，这个物质世界里面，那我们就启示给我们有一位造物主。
From this material, from this world, that the revelation to tell us that there is a creator.
有一位创造宇宙万有的独一的真神，唯一的主宰。
And that's the creator who created the whole universe.
我们从很多的这个因果的关系，从宇宙万物的奇妙设计跟它能力跟它的秩序。
We can see from the order of the universe and also the things he created, we can see.
还有动植物之间的互存的关系，动物跟动物之间的关系，植物之间的关系，我们就可以看到是有一位完全智慧的全能的神所设计的，那所创造的。
And from how the living beings, the animals, and the plants, we can see there's a creator.
举例来说，就是科学上常讲的因果关系。
And I can see that from what the science tells us, the observation and result.
The cause,
the cause and result and effect.
如果我拍一个掌，那你们就听到有响声。
If I stroke my hands, and you can hear the sound.
我问你们一个问题。
I will ask you a question.
就是母鸡跟鸡蛋的问题，我想很多人听过这个问题。
And the question of chicken and the egg.
到底先有母鸡还是先有鸡蛋？
Is that chicken first or eggs first? Came first?
有没有愿意提供答案
？Anyone want to provide answer to this question?
到底是先生蛋还是先生鸡
？Egg first or chicken first?
有没有标准答案
？Is there a true answer?
一定有一个先开始的。
There must be a beginning.
啊？先有鸡蛋啊，先有鸡，有两个人先有鸡，有没有人反对了？先有鸡子哦，你们很聪明，我想你们圣经读得很熟。那么圣经给我们答案呢，一定先有鸡才有蛋，对不对
So the Bible's answer actually, first you had this chicken and then.
在创世纪第一章里面，神造这个飞禽走兽 ，right？先造没有说神造鸡蛋啊、鸭蛋啊、鹅蛋，对不对？我们知道先有鸡才先啊，后有蛋。
In Genesis chapter 1, God created the birds and animals, so they are birds first, rather than eggs.
而且根据这个科学的推理，我们也知道应该是先有鸡，然后才有鸡蛋。
And from scientific deduction, we can see that there's a chicken first and then egg.
但是我们现在看起来好像是循环的，一直循环下去。
But now you actually can see everything comes in circle.
但是一定有一个开始，对不对
？But there's a beginning.
谁来开始
？Who started?
神就是那个开始。
God is the beginning.
还有另外一个，我们谈到零跟一之间，零跟一啊
，zero 跟一之间。Let's distinguish between zero and one.
如果一千的话，我们知道就十乘以一百，对不对？
And the numbers 1,000 came from equal 10 times 100.
如果100就是10乘以10。
And 100 is 10 times 10.
如果是10呢？你们很聪明，10是怎么样？
How about 10?
就是10乘以1，对不对？
It's 1 times 10.
那么1呢？
How about 1?
10乘以 0.1。对，那如果任何一个数字一定是一个完整的，你任何你不能够说把零摆进去，什么东西乘以零的话，一碰到鸭蛋的话，就全部都能完。
You cannot multiply any number with the number of zero.
无论怎么样，都是一个整数。
So all they are all integrals.
数学上告诉我们，零就是零，一就是一。
In mathematics, we know that zero is zero and one is one.
零不等于一，而且零也不能变成一。
One is not equal to zero, and one cannot be equal.
所以从零到一之间，就是从无到有之间。
So from zero to one is equivalent to from nothing to something.
一定是创造出来的。
So that's a result of creation.
所以在所有的被造物的当中，一定有一个因，这个因就是神，就是这个因。
And so there must be a cause, and God is the cause.
另外，我们看到整个宇宙的所有的这个自然界里面，看到有计划的，是非常奇妙而且有目的的。
And from what can see the natural world, everything's in order.
我再问你，什么叫做鸡蛋
？Let me ask you, what is a chicken egg?
有没有人要 give a definition about the chicken egg?
Anyone to make to give a definition of chicken egg?
什么叫鸡蛋？鸡蛋就是鸡生的蛋，叫鸡蛋嘛。
A chicken egg is an egg laid by a chicken.
也许你们可以给了更好的一个答案。
Maybe you can give a better answer.
鸡蛋是个最大的，可以说最大一个单细胞，它是一个单细胞而已。
And a chicken egg should be the largest cell.
虽然是很简单的，但是呢，其实并不简单。
Maybe it looks simple, but it's not so simple.
特别你想到鸡蛋的样子，鸡蛋样子为什么是这个样子
？Especially when you think about the shape, why take that shape?
如果你是画家的话，你很难画一个鸡蛋，你可以画一个非常大概，大概你没办法画得很精确。
If a painter, maybe if it's difficult for you to really to draw a egg.
那么鸡蛋呢？鸡蛋的样子呢？不是椭圆形，也不是圆形。
It's not exactly a spherical shape, or it's not exactly a oval shape.
要用高等的微积分来计算，才把它的弧度这个曲度才能够算一算。也许算了，我们有数学家在这里，那可能是很难算。
You have to use advanced calculus to calculate the arc.
现在我们有电脑了，可以画出一个非常靠近、非常接近，但是还是不能完全。
Maybe now with computer you can draw a shape which is close to the true shape of an egg.
那么鸡蛋为什么要这个样子呢
？Why an egg takes such a shape?
那么你问鸡，它自己也不晓得。
If you ask a chick, it will not give you the answer.
它自己有没有学过数学
？It did not learn.
你知道那个鸡蛋啊？我们以前小时候常常。我妈常常这个杀这个鸡啊，那个母鸡，那个母鸡的话，你打开那个鸡蛋，其实原来在里面是圆形的，但是呢，一层壳生下来就变成这个样子了。
And when I was young, my mother very frequently kill chickens, and we can see that originally inside the chicken, the egg take a shape of a spherical shape, but when chicken egg is laid, it becomes the special shape it takes.
有人说这个鸡蛋是用最少的材料，但是达到最大的内力。
Some people said that chicken actually use the least amount of material to generate the highest degree of strength.
如果是圆形的，那么这个机子伸出来要凸出来就比较困难。
If it's a spherical in shape, and then it's difficult for chicken to lay the eggs.
如果母鸡这个孵蛋累了以后起来撑撑脚一踢的话，把那个鸡蛋踢出来了。踢出来以后，那个是圆形，就滚得很远，就回不来了，因为母鸡那个尖嘴没办法把它带回来。
If it take a spherical shape, and then when a hen try to hatch the egg, and then when she stand up, and accidentally kick the egg, and the egg may roll away, and with the pointed beak, it's difficult to get the egg back.
你知道那个鸡蛋的话，你说生鸡蛋，你要把它滚的话，很难滚的。就滚，就是像不倒翁一样，你一滚它就回来，一滚就回来。
It's difficult to roll an uncooked egg.
因为像那个不倒翁一样，它那个蛋黄的话，每次你一滚，它就跑到最下面，所以像不可能够呼吸作用，里面还有一个空间，那么就能够储藏氧气。这很多东西的看起来很简单，但是神非常奇妙的一个设计。
It looks very simple. It contains an air space inside.And you can see the wonderful design of God.
我们看到神所造了一个很简单一片树叶一根毛，都有非常奇妙的设计跟看功用，看的目的，怎么能够说没有神呢？
When you look at a leaf and a feather, you can see the wonder of God's creation. How can you say there's no God?
所以这里圣经告诉我们十九节、二十节，这里告诉我们，说我们从内在的良心里面我们知道有神，从外在的自然界里面我们知道，看到这自然界一定有一个创造。宇宙这样一个工程师，一个设计师，一个造物主。
And so from this passage, you can see that from our inner conscience, we know there's God, and from outside the world, what we see, we know there's a wonderful engineer who make all things.
这个普遍的启示是告诉我们有神。
This general revelation tells us there is God.
这是一个初步的信心。
This is your initial faith.
那么进一步的信心就是文字的启示，就是这本圣经。我们知道有神，普遍的其实告诉我们有神，但这位神是谁？他叫什么名字？他对我们的目的、计划、要求，我们人从哪里来？现在该做什么？将来往哪里去？整个都在这本圣经里面。
And the next revelation is the revelation from the written word, the Bible, which tells us where we came from and where are we going.
这叫做特别的启示。
And this is the a special revelation.
所以其实有没有神的观念是一个基本常识。
So whether we know whether we believe there's a God or not, actually is just a general knowledge.
这是一个启示，我们基督教是一个启示的宗教。我们看到这个桌子，我看到这个讲台，我知道一定有个木匠做的。
And Christianity is a religion of revelation. When you see a table, you know there's a carpenter.
虽然我不知道这个人是谁，他在哪里，他今天还在不在，但是呢，每个人看到这个讲台就知道说这个讲台一定有个木匠做的，是启示给我们有个木匠。
Although I don't know the person identity of the person who made this table, but when you see this table, you know there's someone.Who made this particular table.
我们看到这个房子，我们知道一定有一个 builder.
When we see the house was a building, we know there's a builder.
但我们看到整个宇宙，整个春夏秋冬所有的花草树木，那我们看到所有的设计能力能量，我们看到一定有一位全智全能、全宇宙永恒的神。
And when you see the whole universe and when you see all the design in it, and then you will know there's Almighty God who created this world.
所以神借着这个里面的良心告诉我们有神。
So through the inner conscience, God tells us there's God.
借着这外在的启示，大自然告诉我们有神。
And through the natural world, God tells us there's God.
圣经告诉我们是明明可知的，我们无可推诿。
And the Bible teaches us that it is plainly shown to us, and you cannot take an excuse.
所以这里讲到阻挡神的真理，就是来压制。这样的神，这样的启示说没有神。
And you can see that if you suppress such a revelation, and if you still say there's no God.
诗篇告诉我们，在诗篇十四章第一节说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
And in Psalm 14 verse 1, it says the fool says in his heart there's no God.
从实在没有一个绝对的无神论者。
And there's no absolute people, no one really absolutely does not believe in God.
人是一个永恒的人，是有一个信心的动物，他一定有对象。你不是相信别人，只是相信自己，或者相信别人给你的东西。
and you believe what people tells you.
你相信无神论，无神论就是你的神。
If you do not believe in God, actually that belief is your God.
人因为拒绝神普遍的启示的真理，所以人的想法、人的生活就越来越降低，越降低堕落，甚至像禽兽一样那种地步。
And people can deteriorate and to a status of animals.
所以第一个人的第一个罪状就是阻挡真理。
So the first thing of Gentile is to resist or to hold off God's truth.
第二个在这里，神指出我们第二个罪状就是不荣耀神。
And the second thing is to not to glorify God.
就是二十一节到二十三节这里所说的。
As described in verse 21 through 23.
我们不承认他，不敬拜他，也不感谢他。
And we are not accept him.Acknowledge him, thank him, and glorify him.
明明知道有神，但是却不敬拜他。
We know him, but we do not glorify him.
也不把他所当得的荣耀归给他。
We do not give the glory to him.
神已经赐给人生命气息，赐给我们阳光、雨水、空气，都没有恰及我们的钱。但是我们从来没有说神啊，我感谢你。
He gave us life and everything, but we never give our thanks to him.
因此这样的缘故的话。人不感谢他，不敬拜他，不荣耀他，所以这里圣经告诉我们，人的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗。
And so because we do not give our thanks to him, and so that our thinking become fertile, and our heart become darkened.
因着这个缘故，人从很尊贵的一个身份就降低了，降低到。宁可成为这个永远没有答案的这个哲学家 philosophy， 一天到晚 ask questions。
And because of this, so we are our position become deteriorated on to a point that we can like a philosophy we ask questions every all the time。
有人给这个哲学家下一个定义，就是、说呢，他 question the answer， 每天都在 question 所有的 answer。
And there's a definition for philosophies.And that philosophers and that
question the answers.
Questions and answers.
但你问他 ，Do you have an answer? He said, No, I don't have an answer.
你问他你没有解答，他说没有解答。
但是神学家是什么
？But what's a theologian?
哲学家就 answering the question.
Answer a theologian answer a question.
所以哲学家继续在问题，神学家就给他们答案，这是问题的答案。
And people raise questions, and theologians provide answers.
人不仅不敬拜他，不感谢神，不荣耀神。
People not only not worship him and give thanks to him.
在二十二节那里说，还自以为聪明。
And in verse 22, that they claim to be wise.
自称为聪明，则反成为愚拙。
But they claim to be wise, but they actually become fools.
因为不拜真神，所以呢，他就拿代替品来代替真神。
They do not worship the true God, so they use substitute.
所以你看，就有拜偶像的事情。
So then they worship idols.
拜雷公、土地公，拜这个树木、鸟、禽兽，什么都拜。
Worship all the idols, including birds and animals and reptiles.
那么或者是拜这些名人啊、历史人物啊，或者民族英雄。
Or the historical heroes or worship other peoples.
如果是当政权的，哇，这个高高在上，就自己造铜像啊，造一些东西，要人家来叩向他叩拜，永远纪念。
And also some leaders that they build statues for themselves so to ask people to worship them.
神因为不敬拜真神，所以他们去用神给他们的创造力，因为创造只有人有，神给人的创造性就是神，我们像神的形象之一。
And because people does not worship the true God, and then God use the people's creativity to do things.
所以用神给人的创造力来创造一些假神来拜。
To use people's creativity, which is part of our human's image, God's image, and to create the false gods.
所以世界上其他的宗教就是人造一些人造的宗教，他凭着自己的想象力。来造出一些假神或者一些观念、一些思想来敬拜。
So so all the religious in this world are the people's imaginary result from their imagination, man to create this.
基督教是基于神从上下面来向我们启示的真理。
But Christianity is based on the revelation from God to man.
如果你们在后面，请你们可以把冷气啊，这个打开一下。那么，所以我们可以归纳成两类：真神是造人的。
So we can just divide into two parts. The true God create man.
假神是人造出来的。
And the false God are made by man.
那么真神是真人，真的人是像神。
And the true God is
the true man is have a likeness of God.
The true man has a likeness of God.
那么假神就像人了，因为人就是去创造力，创造一个跟他样子一样的，就刻一个
the,
一个神。
And the false God and the false God just like man.
那么真神是来找人，但是假神是人找了，人找出来的。
And the true God seeking for people.And the false God are sought by people.
所以真神是人，真神是造人的，但是假神是人造出来。
And the true God created people, and the false God are created by humans.
人有永恒性，拥有人的灵魂是不朽的。
Men are eternal in nature.
所以人有敬拜的本能。
They have the ability to worship.
人心中需要神是人基本的需要，所以为什么有这么多宗教的产生
？And people's heart needs God, so that's why there are so many religions.
但是人因为压制普遍的启示的真理，所以他们就自己用自己来造出一些假神来拜。
But because humans suppressed the truth, so they created false God to worship.
所以世界上所有的人造的宗教都是属于这一类的。
So all the man-made religion in this world all belong to this this class.
所以假的宗教是以人本的为基础的为出发点的一个宗教。
If a religion is based on man,
就基于人的想象力
，based on their imagination,
永远没办法突破。
That we never break the limit.
于是他们造偶像就拜偶像。
They create images.
他们造一个
worship.
他们可以控制的，可以抓的，可以建的
since
这样的神。
Since they can control and they can hold on.And they can build.
那么这样的上帝就不是上帝，这是下帝。
Then God is not God, but someone you made.
因为他不如我们了，是我们所创造的。
Because it is inferior to you.
但是呢，基督教是一个神本的宗教。
But Christianity is a God-based religion.
使人在基督的里面能恢复神的形象。
So that we can return to the image of God in Christ.
这位真神是不受人控制的。
And this true God cannot be controlled.
他有主权，他有位格。
And then he has personality and authority.
他要求人要圣洁，要顺服，要向他敬拜。
He asks us to be obedient and.
所以耶稣基督的道成肉身。
So Jesus take the human flesh to come.
就是神来到地上，对我们人最高的一个启示。
So that's the greatest revelation from God.
也是至高圣洁的神，他在人的历史中的显现。
It's a revelation of the holiest God revealed to man.
如果神不道成肉身的话，那么他就不能替人死。
If he does not come to this world in person, he cannot die for us.
如果基督不是神的话，他就不能从死里复活。
If he is not God, he cannot be resurrected.
这是我们谈到耶稣基督的神人二性，就集中在他一个人身上。
So we can see that the both the God-man nature of Jesus.
唯有道成肉身，才能够解决我们人类最基本、最严重的问题，就是罪的问题。
Only take a human's form, he can come to this world and solve the problem of this world.
而且唯有基督从死里复活，才能够让信靠他的人因信能够称义。
Only one can he can raise again so that we can be saved by faith.
就罗马书第一章十七节那里说，义人必因信得生。
And just like Romans 1:17 is that by faith righteousness or the righteous will live by faith.
人因为不敬拜真神，不感谢他、荣耀他，所以从尊贵的地位降落下来，堕落了。
So because we are not honor him and obey him, so we deteriorate from a very high position and to a deteriorate position. So we turn to a miserable state.
这里让我们看到人类最大的一个罪，就是想跟这位真神一点关系都没有。
And so you can see the greatest sin of this world is try to get away from God.
要独立，要跟神一点关系都没有。
To be independent, to have no relationship with Him.
就是 independent from God， 就是说呢，圣经叫做偏行己路。
And to be independent from God, to insist on your own way.
喜欢过一个不受真神管教、不受真理约束的自我中心的一个生活。
And to have your own way to live on your own will.
所以他可以自由放荡，可以我行我素。
So they can live freely as you will.
岂不知道我们不受限制的自由，就是像自杀一样。
You know, this kind of freedom just like commit suicide.
如果一个火车不走在轨道上，他说我不愿意走在轨道，那你就翻车了。
If a train not run on the track, and then you can see there'll be a accident.
如果地球不在固定的神所设定的轨道上行走，那我们全部都完了。
And also, if the Earth does not rotate around the orbit, and then everything will be in chaos.
So, 第一个罪就是阻挡真理。
So, if you hold on, if you resist the truth.
第二个就是不荣耀神。
Oh, the second point is that you not glorify God.
第三个就是放纵情欲。
And the third one is to have a sinful nature.
这从二十四节到二十七节这里所说的。
And it's from verse 24 to 27.
这里让我们看到，从拜偶像、拜假神到放纵情欲，这只有一步之差。
And we can see that from worshipped idol to commit sins, and there's only one step.
人以为照自己的样子，借着神给他的创造力，可以造一个可以听他的话、受他控制的这个假神。
Because if you worshipped a false a god that you made it.
他以为可以自己可以为所欲为了，就不用对这些假神来负责任了。我们只要给他烧香啊，送点东西给他了，那他就为我效力了，赐给福给我了，这个子孙满堂了 ，everything。
If you think you can do everything just by worship the idol and then he will do favor to you and give you all kind of good things。
人跟假神之间的关系就建立在一个是贿赂的关系、讨价还价的关系，另外一个就是惧怕的关系。
And the relationship between false god and man is a relationship of bribery。
但我们跟真神之间的关系是一个爱的关系。
But the relationship between the true god is a relationship of love。
因为他们这样拜假神，就说认为我就不用受这神的审判。
If you worship the false gods, then you assume that you will not be condemned or be judged.
在二十五节，他圣经告诉我们，他们不拜造物的主，反而去拜受造之物。
And in verse 25, it said that they not worshipped the creator, but worshipped.The things being created.
They worship the creation instead of the creator.
They worship the creations instead of the creator.
于是从男女之间的关系就开始从这边开始混乱。
And started the evil relationship between a man and a woman.
你在早期的这些这个假神的庙的里面呢，就是犯奸淫最厉害的，这
you know that,
就是最混乱的地方。
That the temples for the false god in the early times is a place where all the adulteries are committed.
开始从不敬拜真神，他们的心变成昏暗，他们的智慧变成虚谎，那么他们慢慢就是情欲，然后呢，越来越男女之间的混乱，一步一步的，就是进入到最大的罪，就是二十六节到二十八节讲的同性恋。
And all the evil things gradually develop into homosexuality.
就是男与男行，女与女行这种同性恋的关系。
The homosexuality acts.
他们逆了顺性，神的一个 nature， 造男造女的区别，男女应该是结婚是男一男一女，现在就变成男跟男，女跟女，所以他们要受他们所当得的报应，就是现在所谓的 AIDS。
And so because the result of homosexuality relationships and it come to today's the prevalence of the AIDS in this world.
逆性就是违反神造人造女的本性。
And because they disobey they do things with not nature.
女人跟女人，男人跟女人行可耻的事情。
Women and women and men and men do disgraceful things.
在英文里面叫做 sin of perversion.
And in English, it says sin of perversion.
这是所有圣经里面的、啊、罪里面的最高的罪，最高级。
That's the greatest sin that described in the Bible.
就圣经上讲到这个罪恶满盈的时候，就是神的审判要临到的时候。
And when the evil reached to the highest status, and that's the time God's judgment will come.
神是慈爱的神，他的慈爱永远长存。
God is a merciful God, and His love will be forever.
但是他又是公义的神，他的忍耐到个地步，如果他一直就是忍耐忍耐，一直是啊没有关系，一直这样，那就是溺爱。但神就是公义的神，那么。神有一天到一个程度，他就一定要来审判这个世界。
But he also is a righteous God, and one day he will come to this world and judge the world.
因为神是一个记恨的神，记恨人的罪。
Because he dislike our sin.
当人换到这个同性恋的地步的时候，神就要临到他的罪恶满盈，这个杯已经满了，神就要来毁灭性的一个审判。
When mankind commits homosexuality, it's reached the greatest state, the sins of the highest degree, and that is the time that God will come to pass the judgment.
是这种情形。
We can see that the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
今天的世代同性恋，你看到处越来越横行。
You can see the prevalence of homosexuality in this world.
慢慢的又朝了人类的一个最后的阶段。
We know the world is approaching towards the end.
是越来越靠近。
So the end time is approach is coming.
我们可以看到神主耶稣回来的日子就近了。
We can see the time God coming back is near.
他绝对不会允许我们人类这样继续的下去。
He will not allow human to continue to do this.
他绝对不允许人类这样继续的犯罪下去。
He will not allow people to commit sins in this way continually.
时间一到，这位公义的神。他就要施行他的审判。
When times come, this righteous God will come and to pass his judgment.
这一段经文里面提到两次任凭，你们注意任凭。
In this
二十四节跟二十六节。
And in this passage, and two times, it mentioned that God has
任凭
give the way
or give them away or give it up. 神到一个程度就是 give it up. 那么神是历史的主。
So God is the master of history.
历史是他开始的，那么他掌管整个历史的程序，整个过程，有一天他要回来结束人类的历史。
He started the world, and one day he will come back to end the history.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣说
，Because Jesus said，
我是首先的，我是末后的。
So I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega。
在启示录第一章第十七节里面
，And in Revelation 1, 17，
他说 ，I'm the first and I'm the last。
He said I'm the first， 我是起先的，也是末后的。
那么刚刚史长老翻译另外一个段经文，就是第一章启示录第一章第八节说 ，I'm the Omega, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega。
And also in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
意思是一样的，就是呢，我是 Alpha 就是希腊文的第一个字母， Omega 是最后一个字母，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Both verses the same meaning and means that I'm the first and the last.
但是接着他说，我不仅是 Alpha， 我不是 Omega， 我是昔在、今在、永在的全能者。
And then following by saying that who is and who was and who is to come.
那么希伯来书十二章第二节告诉我们，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And also in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 that tell us to fix our eyes on Jesus.
他是创始的，他是成终的。
And he is the author and the perfecter.
表示他不仅是永恒者，而且他是一个从永远到永远的一个无限者。
And he's the one which is from forever to ever, from eternity to eternity.
但是他在这永恒里面，他给人一个局限，来到一个有限的，他创造一个人类的历史。
But he came to this world to create this the history.
由从他是 Alpha 开始， 这个 Omega 是最后一点，耶稣基督是 Alpha 又是 Omega， 他开始他结束。
And Jesus is Alpha, the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginner and the one at the end.
在十七节第一章十七节那里告诉我们，我们的义是本于信，也以至于信。
And Romans 1:17 tells us that a righteousness that is by faith and from first to last.
当我们基督徒的生命，我们接受耶稣那一天，我们因着信心，我们开始，我们就走信心的道路，直到我们见主面的时候，以信心开始。以信心结束，我们走了一生就信心的道路。
And our whole life we walk on the path of faith, and from the beginning to the end.
人类的历史可以说，历史的事件分三大类。
And history can be the event in history can be divided into three categories.
包括我们每一个人一生也是，我们所做的事情也分三大类。
And including our own life, and also what happened in our life can be divided into three classes too.
第一类就是神的旨意，造神的旨意发生的这些事情。
And the first class is the things that happen according to God's will.
这是最高的，这是永恒价值。
That's most superior and that has everlasting value.
另外一个就是神的允许，神允许你啊。允许你这样做，允许人去 make 这个 decision， 不是很坏的，但是呢，不是在神的旨意里面。
And the second class type is that what the God permit to happen。
另外就是神的任凭。
And the last type is what God led you to do。
这是最坏的。
That's the worst thing。
最糟糕的情形。
And that's the worst situation。
当人背逆神，当人抵挡神到一个地步，神就把人放弃了。
When people resist when resist God and disobey God to such a degree that God gives it over.
当一个小孩子他不听父母的话，我们继续用各种办法要告诉他，就是这个怎么样，是前面有危险，怎么样不要这样做。但是他不听的时候，到一个地步，你也没办法，你就只好放弃了。
When you try to teach your children and to do things, and then but when they disobey to such a degree, and then you give up.
当神任凭人去，当神放弃了人的时候呢？是人类，你看到这历史里面，是人类历史最混乱、最残酷、最痛苦、最黑暗的时候。
When God give human over, then it's a time which in the history is the most the darkest and the most miserable time of the human history.
那么神怎么样放弃我们呢
？How God give us over?
他就用任凭我们来放弃我们。
And he gave us over to forget.
他用我们放弃他来放弃我们，你知道这个意思？其实啊，不是神放弃我们，是我们先放弃了神。
It's not
神就用我们放弃他来放弃了我们。
Because we give up God, so he gave up us.
所以受亏损的是人，而不是神。
So actually, it's not God, but the people.Actually, who are disadvantaged.
神非常的伤心，非常难过。就像我们父母看这个孩子不听话，他要出 trouble， 我们非常伤心，非常难过。
And when a children disobeys and the parent disobeys their parents, the parents feels a sorrow.
他用各种方法希望人能够回头，能够悔改。
He used all the methods try to bring them back.
但是人继续不听，只有到个时候，神就任凭他去了。
But human continue disobey, and then God just give them over.
这就是人痛苦的一个开始。
That's the beginning of our humans' misery.
我们看到浪子的故事。
We can see the story of a prodigal son.
但是感谢神，这浪子他回头了，他回家了。
But the prodigal son he returned.
但是许多人却一去不回来。
But many people never returned.
第四个罪提到就不悔改。
And the last seems the one is a sin of non-repentance.
就是二十八节到三十二节。
And verse 28-32.
因为人不悔改的时候，他们就吃到很多的很多的苦果。
Because human refuse to repent, then they take all the sufferings.
我们常常以为人学了教训以后就学乖，就回到神的面前。
And many times we think that when you suffered, you learn a lesson and then you return to God.
但是实际上确实相反，人就是。硬着头颈项，就是将错就错，就是一错就错到底。
But the truth is the contrary, that when you commit a mistake, you continue to do it, you refuse to change.
当人放弃神，被神放弃的时候，人就越来越败坏，就变本加厉。
And when man give up God, and God give up then, and man become turning worse and worse.
所以你们如果注意一下，看二十八节一到三十二节这里所列的所有的罪状，我想我们每一个人起码放一个以上的罪。我们每一个人在神的这个标准之下，我们每一个人都是罪人。
We can see that from these passages that anyone of us at least commit at least one sin.
神的话是非常的。讲得非常的真切，讲得非常的彻底。
And God's words are very real.
因为他知道我们内心，知道我们一切的行为。
He know our heart. He know what we did.
今天世界就是如此。
And what today happened in the world is just like this.
所以求神帮助我们，不要做一个浪子，我们一定要回头，不要让神继续的放弃我们，我们要抓住我们回到像浪子一样回头，回到他面前。
We ask God not to give us up, and then we all can return to Him.
我们要悔改。我作为一个基督徒，也是一个常常愿意悔改的人。
We need to repent, and also a Christian is one that willing to repent.
所以，亲爱的同学朋友们
，My dear brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们
，Bible teaches us,
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That all men have sinned and fall short in the glory.
他告诉我们，人人都是罪人。
Teach us that every one of us are sinners.
圣经把每一个人都圈在罪中。
And every one of us are under sins.
而罪的工价乃是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
我们本来是偏行己路的。
Originally we walk our own way.
原来我们自我中心，我们这一辈子只是为我自己活，为我这一家活，从来没看到神要在永恒的旨意里面、历史里面。在那旨意要我做什么
We are self-centered and we live for our own our small cycles. We never seen God's will.
而且许多人目中无神
And many people and don't have God in their heart.
或者造假神来拜或者就是以自己为神来拜自己
Or make false God to worship or worship themselves.
我们本来是该灭亡的我们该沉沦的
So originally we are destined to perish.
然后神的大爱他不放弃我们
For God's love, He did not give up us.
于是我们就看到神就为人类预备了一条救赎，一条得救的一个道路。
We can see He have prepared a way of salvation.
他差遣他的爱子耶稣基督从永恒那里来到我们人类历史地里来。
He sent His beloved Son from the eternity to this world.
他成为我们这些罪人的一个代罪的羔羊，他替我们在十字架上付了刑罚。
He become a sacrificial lamb to take the punishment.
他因着我们缘故，他受尽了各种羞辱、受苦、受死、埋葬了。但是感谢神，他第三天的复活了，因为他是神。
Because for our sin, he suffered all the sufferings, and but thank God that he was risen on the third day.
叫做信靠他的罪得赦免。
So for everyone who believes in him, his sin will be saved.Forgiven.
就是第一章十七节那里，我们因信称义，因我们相信耶稣基督，在这位永恒的法官、公义的法官面就宣布我们，你现在无罪了，你个 free， 因为耶稣替你死。
Because our faith can be justified as righteous in front of this judge.
借着我们信靠耶稣的他的宝血，就跟我们产生了功效。
Through our belief in Jesus and His blood, then we can be saved.
我们就罪得赦免，跟圣洁的神能够重新和好。
So we can reunite with this holy God.
我们就能够成为神的儿女。
And become His children.
我们有永生的盼望，有绝对的把握对未来。
And then we have eternal hope.And assurance.
我们生活在世上，我们目的有意义，有价值。
And then we have meaning and value to live in this world.
亲爱的同学朋友们
my dear brothers,
请问你愿不愿意罪得赦免
？Do you want your sin to be forgiven?
我们以前也许说没有神，或者不敬拜他，不侍奉他，不感谢他。
Previously, we think there's no God, and we do not want to worship Him and to glorify Him.
我们也许阻挡神在大自然、在内心里面给我们的启示。
And maybe we are resistant to His revelation through the nature and through our heart.
我们要把该得的荣耀来荣耀他。
We should glorify Him the glory He.
我们也许放纵了情欲。
Maybe we let our sinful nature to.
我们自我中心，我们每天所有的活动都要满足我们的肉体各方面的欲望。
And to what we do every day may just try to justify our desire.
我们过去没有悔改的一个心。
And we do not have repenting heart.
我们不仅外在犯了罪，这段经文告诉我们，不仅外在的犯罪，还有里头很多心思意念的犯罪。
Not only outwardly we commit sin, but inside our heart we also commit.
而且我们不承认是罪，我们越来越败坏，我们就变本加厉。
And we do not confess sins and become worse and worse.
所以神今天把这个四大罪状摆到我们面前，要对我们挑战。
So God put in front of these four kind of sins.And to give us the challenge.
因为罪的缘故，我们跟圣洁的神就要隔离的关系，我们就要灭亡。
And because of this, that we are separate from God and we're destined to be.
如果我们不回台、不回头、不悔改，我们就要到一个灭亡的地。
If you don't turn back, then you are walking toward destruction.
亲爱的同学朋友们
my dear friends,
请问你愿意不愿意回头？
I'm asking you whether you want to turn back.
请你愿不愿意今天就接受耶稣做你的救主
？What do you want to accept Jesus as your personal savior?
这是我们一生最重要决定、最宝贵的决定。
That's the most important decision of your life and most precious decision.
愿你的心能够朝向他，他今天的救恩就要临到你的身上。
If your heart come toward him and his salvation will be upon you today.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.